Okay, good afternoon, wherever you are. You are welcome to the prayer experience. It's a lovely Sunday afternoon here in the northwest of England, and it's such a blessing to be able to bring to you this edition of the prayer experience. You know, we had a fantastic, amazing, lovely time in our local church in Preston, northwest of England, and our own Jane brought a really, really profound word on prophecy. What a blessing that was. I'd like you to check that message out. Go to the Kingdom Life page on Facebook or search for it on YouTube. Let's celebrate when God is speaking to us. It can make the difference in our lives. Amen. Also, can you share this video right now? If you're on YouTube, click the share button. If you're on Facebook, click the share button. Let friends, family members know that it is time to pray, okay? The more, the merrier. We also have the hotline available. You can call that number. It's a UK landline. If you're in the UK, it costs you almost nothing. But if you're outside of the UK, then check all the charges that apply. But you call that number, somebody will be willing to pray with you. Also, please subscribe to the Daily Talks Media, the UK Daily Talks Media UK channel on YouTube, especially. We want to see that channel really grow. Also, share your comment, please. Share your comment, your prayer request, and praise report. Let's know what the Lord is doing in your life. I know God is doing amazing things even as we pray. Also, please check the website, the www.prayerexperience.com. It's there. You know, lots of devotionals, great materials that can benefit you. Okay, now let's go into Thanksgiving. And the scripture that we've got is in the book of Psalms, one familiar scripture. Many of us know about this scripture. Psalm 103 and verse 2. It says, "Bless and affectionately praise the Lord, O my soul, and do not forget any of his benefits." As we give thanks this afternoon, I want us to do that affectionately. In other words, do it from your heart. Give thanks from your heart. He says, God has done so much in our lives. So easy for us to forget the things God has done for us. You know, many times God himself reminds us of things he's done in our lives because we're too quick to forget. And it's in the place of prayer, God's begin to speak to you, like he did to me sometime last week, began to show me things, began to remind me of things. He said, this is what I told you a couple of years ago, and this is what I did. I'm like, oh yeah, yes, Lord, I almost forgot that. You know, in the place of prayer, God reminding you of things he's done for you. I don't think that is really, really nice. I think we should remember the things he's done for us in our lives. We should consciously make it an attitude, make it a habit, make it a culture, make it a lifestyle to remember the things that he's done in our lives. As we give thanks right now, whether you're in your kitchen, living room, indoor, outdoor, wherever you are, can we spend some time reflecting on the things that he has done in our lives? Can we do that together right now? Father, we want to thank you for your goodness, for your kindness, for your mercies, for your grace, for your love, that Jesus came into this world and died for us. What a blessing. That Jesus laid down his life for us. What a blessing. That he went up on the cross. What a blessing. But not only that, on the third day he rose from the dead. What a blessing. And today we have the glorious opportunity to receive him into our hearts. What a blessing that today we serve you. We walk in your ways. We might not get it right all the time, but we know you and you know us and we have fellowship. What a blessing. Thank you for what you are doing in our lives. It is you that is at work in us, both to will and to do of your good pleasure. Thank you. Thank you for our friends and our family members Thank you for people in our lives that mean so much to us. Thank you for husbands and wives and children and grandchildren. Thank you for our local churches. Many of us on this platform belong to one local church or another. Thank you for all of our churches in the United Kingdom, churches in Africa, churches in India, churches in Pakistan, churches, underground church in Iran. Thank you for our churches in Canada, America. Thank you for blessing and increasing and multiplying and giving grace to each and every one of us. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing that we can see. But also, more importantly, thank you for the things which you are doing, which we may not be able to see yet, but they will manifest in due course. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's look at the inspired word. And I'm taking this inspired word from Galatians chapter 5 and verse 6. Apostle Paul writing to the church back then. He says, "For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision counts for anything, but only faith working through love." You know, when he talks about circumcision or uncircumcision, back then, the word circumcision represents the old covenant, represents the rules and the regulations, represents all of the rites of passage that the children of Israel under the Jewish covenant or under the old covenant, under the Mosaic covenant, had to live by. There were rules, there were regulations, thousands and thousands of them represented by the word circumcision. And one of the ways in which somebody will show themselves, especially if they are non-Jewish, they will show themselves that they want to come under Mosaic law and regulations is to go through the circumcision process. And Paul began to speak to the Galatian church. In chapter 3, he says, "O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? You started out in faith, and now you're going back to works." The church began to falter. The church began to stumble because a lot of regulations were coming in, laws and all kinds of thou shall, thou don't, do's and don'ts began to creep into the early church. And Apostle Paul began to address this, especially in the book of Galatians, where he began to talk about, no, we need to walk in the Spirit. When we walk in the Spirit and walk in the freedom of the Spirit, that's when we can fulfill the law. Because the law was done away with because people couldn't keep up with all the laws, all the regulations, all the instructions. And you know, the thing about the law is that once you fail in one, you fail in all. Then you start all over again. And you keep in the law and you keep in the law, then you fail in one, you start again. And nobody could please God under that old covenant. But when the new covenant came, the law of the Spirit came in. And we begin to walk in faith, and we begin to walk in the Word of God, and we begin to walk in the things of the Spirit. But one of the things that Apostle Paul had to address in all of these is the fact that faith works by love. What keeps all that we do, the key requirement, what God requires from us, what is requesting from us, is not to keep the law, but to walk in love. You remember Jesus himself said that all of the commandments are put down to two labels: love the Lord your God and love your neighbor as you love yourself. We have one commandment. Is the commandment of love. We are commanded to love. And that's what I want to bring to us today, Intercessors Prayer Experience Community. It's a reminder that love is not optional. It's not, a lot of things are optional in the New Testament church, but the law of love is not optional. And everything that we do, which is based on faith, the just shall live by faith. Everything we do in the New Testament is on the basis of faith. But this, will only work by love. In other words, when you don't have love, your faith cannot work. And if your faith doesn't work, then you are dead spiritually. Because he says the just shall live by faith, and faith works by love. So we have no option but to walk in love, and more especially as intercessors. And that's the area in a short moment we're going to reflect on. My love walk with the Father. My love walk with God. How obedient, how faithful am I in my love walk? Am I walking in love? Am I practicing love? Am I exercising love? Because until I walk in love, until I submit myself, that's the right word, you submit yourself, not to the law of the Old Testament, not to the do's and don'ts of the Old Testament. We're not talking about circumcision or uncircumcision here. We're talking about love. That's what makes our faith to work. And the more you go in God, the deeper you go in God, the deeper you go in love, because God is love. Let's reflect on this as intercessors and ask the Lord as an individual, in what areas of my life have I walked out of your love? In what areas of my life am I not loving my neighbor as I love myself? In what areas of my life have I taken my attention off that commandment to love? You know, when you love, you forgive. When you love, you're nice, you're kind. When you love, you're ready to help. When you love, you speak encouraging words. When you love, you speak words of hope. You don't tear other people down. When you love, you walk towards unity. You don't divide. I want us to pray and say, God, help us here on the Prayer Experience Community, here on this platform. Lord, help us to exercise your love, to practice your love, to be there in that place where we put a hand around the shoulder of our brother and our sister, and we practice the love of God, and we show love. When we're supposed to hate, we love. When we're supposed to hold on forgiveness, we choose to forgive. Where we cooled easily, you know, the story of the Good Samaritan, where the priest came and walked by, didn't care about the man who had been beaten, bruised, and cast down. And the Good Samaritan, who wasn't a religious man, who wasn't a man that people look up to, he was just a Samaritan. And he bent down and he picked this man up and he took him to the place where he could get care. And he went away and he said, when I come back, if there's still anything I could do, I'm ready. He went out of his way. That's the love of God. Help us as intercessors. Help us as prayer warriors to go out of our way for one another. Help us to practice and walk in love. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. I want us to take this prayer to the rest of the church, the body of Christ, and pray the same prayer for the body of Christ, that we will walk in love. We will walk in love with one another. Pray for churches in your nation. Pray for the church in Nigeria, the church in Ghana, the church in Sierra Leone, the church in Cote d'Ivoire, the church in South Africa. Pray that the true church will begin to practice this. Look at what Jesus Christ said. He says, your love for one another will prove to the world that you are my disciples. Not your anointing, not the miracles you perform, but your love for one another will prove to the world. This is how significant our love life is, our agape love life is, where the world sees the way we treat one another and look after one another. And then they say, indeed, these people are Christians. Let's pray for the church and say, God, help the church. Let's not just talk about love, but let's walk in love. Let's not just preach about love, but we will practice the love of God. We pray that for the body of Christ. We pray for the church in the United Kingdom, that we will pull down all of our denominational divides, all of our religious divides, all of our what we call our pet doctrines that separates us and stop us from being one, from loving one another, from standing by one another, from being there for one another, supporting one another, encouraging one another. Help us, Lord. Help us, Jesus. Help us, Father. We pray for the church in Pakistan, the church in India. We pray for the church in Kenya, the church in Ethiopia. We pray for the church across the world, in Italy, in France, in England, United Kingdom. We pray for the church everywhere, Lord. Help us, a new dose of love, a new wave of love, a new grace to love, a fresh anointing to walk in your love. Help us, Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. I want us to pray for the nation and pray for the world, that the world will discover the love of God, the love that God has for them. In Romans chapter 5, verse 8, it says, God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us. Look at what it says. It says, while we were still sinners. Do you know Christ did not die for Christians? He died for sinners. And those sinners, in believing in him, become Christians. Many of us almost think that Christ died for the church. When he died for sinners. He died, we were all sinners. It's because we believe and receive the forgiveness and receive the life that he offers us through his death, burial, and resurrection, that we now become his body, that we now become the church. It was the love that he has for us that made him die for us even when we were sinners. Every one of us, at one point or the other, we were sinners until we received Jesus into our heart and he forgave us of our sins. Can we pray that for people in your circle of influence? You know people in your family, you know people in your home, you know people in your workplace, you know people in your neighborhood that are not yet saved yet. Christ died for them the same way he died for me. Pray that they will discover the love of God. Pray that somehow the penny will drop. Pray that somehow the message will get through. Pray that somehow their eyes will open, that they will discover this love of God, that God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Father, we want to pray for the nations. We want to pray for men and women across the spectrum that are not yet saved, who don't know you yet. Open their eyes that they might discover that this God really, really does love them. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I want us to pray, move on in praying for families. You know, two more prayer points and we're done this afternoon. We're going to pray for families. So many families are struggling. So many families are really finding it really tough, maybe in their health, maybe in their finances. So many families, some are in debt, all kinds of things. Some, the breadwinner of the family lost his job or her job. And so many are struggling. Dysfunctionality in homes and families as a result of the COVID-19 surge and all the repercussion of that. But I want us to just pray a prayer of blessing over families. And look at this scripture in Isaiah chapter 58, verse 11. It says, the Lord will guide you continually. Pray that over families, that God will bring his guidance. It says, giving you water when you are dry. I'm telling you, families are dry. Some families are really dry financially, dry economically, dry in all spectrum of it. Pray that water will flow, the water of blessing and prosperity. It says, restoring your strength. You will be like a well-watered garden. I like that. Well-watered garden. Flourishing, ever-flowing spring. Pray that over families. You might even know a specific family that needs this prophetic word. You know, Jane was talking about prophecy. The word of God is a book of prophecy. Just speak that over that family and speak over lives, over homes, and speak strength in the place of weakness, and speak prosperity in the place of need, and speak light in the place of darkness, and speak peace in the place of confusion, and speak the hand of God in the place where things are hard and difficult, and speak over families, especially if you know a particular family that needs this prayer. They might be, it might even be your own family. Pray, speak over your family, speak over your children, speak over your husband, your wife, your spouse, speak over your parents. Just speak this scripture. Yes, in the name of Jesus. Father, we want you to just raise up families from the dunghill and set them on the solid rock to stay. Bring families out of the conundrum of darkness, of lack and want. We speak blessing. We speak increase over homes, over lives in Jesus' name. Where husbands have lost their jobs, let there be open door for restoration of jobs, of gainful employment, source of living, where doors have been shut. Let them be open in the name of Jesus. I speak these things for over lives, over homes in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, especially on the prayer experience community. Lord, we will begin to flourish. Our brothers and sisters in India, brothers and sisters in Pakistan, in the Far East Asia, in the Philippines. Lord, we speak in Jesus' name. Let your hand be upon each and every one of us in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. That felt so good. You know, I'm praying here. I just didn't want to stop. It just felt so good to just speak those positive divine words over lives, over homes, giving God something to work on. The Spirit of God takes his word and begins to move things in the direction of good for us in Jesus' name. Let's finish quickly. Our time is running out. Prayers for healing. Healing prayers. Let's look at that. Jeremiah 17 and verse 14. Heal me, O Lord. When push comes to shove, you know, the word of God is powerful. He says, heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for you are my praise. Heal me, and I shall be healed. God is still Jehovah Rapha. He's still the healer. He's still the one that speaks a word. He says he sends forth his word, and his word healed them and delivered them from their destruction. He is still the one who said himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. By his stripes, we were healed. He's still the one. Lord Almighty, come on, pray with me wherever you are. If you're sick in your body, pray with me right now. Pray with me right now and ask that the Lord would touch your body, bring you a restoration of health and healing. We speak to that condition, those symptoms in your body. We speak over your body right now. We speak over your mind. We break the chains of infirmity. We break the chains of sickness. We break the chains of disease. We break the hold of the enemy. Get out of their bodies in the name of Jesus. We pull down and tear down cancer. We pull down and tear down tuberculosis. We pull down and tear down all symptoms of any virus, COVID-19 inclusive in there. We pull it down. We speak to your eyes. We speak to your ears. We speak to your bones. We speak to your tendons and every part of your body, your brain cells. We speak life and healing and health in the name of Jesus. Let the healing anointing drive out every symptom of sickness and disease, and let there be no room for darkness in your life, in your home, and in your family. In the powerful name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. You know, this evening, Nigel talks with Ian Ball, and they will be looking at the subject of healing, and they will be ministering healing and praying healing. Ian Ball has a fantastic testimony of how God healed him incredibly. If you haven't seen part one of that, I'm sure Ian will mention that a little bit this evening at 6 p.m. Don't miss that. You know anybody who needs healing, gather them, bring them on your screen, mobile screen, TV, whatever it is. You can connect on YouTube and Facebook. Healing is going to be flowing. I pray, Lord, for this evening. I pray for Nigel and Ian as they minister this evening, Lord. Let healing unction flow. Let there be testimonies in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Thank you, Father, for hearing our prayers. You always hear us when we pray. Never a time when you don't hear us. When we call on you, your ears are attentive to our cry. Thank you, everyone, for being a part of this prayer experience. I just enjoy it. I just love it. You know, it's brilliant to be on the prayer experience. You know, it's just, you know, we don't just lead prayer. We just love to pray. We just love it. We just love it. Subscribe to Daily Talks Media channel on YouTube, Facebook, and all of that. Subscribe to the free audio podcast. We're closing on 5,000. Listen, guys, we're closing on 5,000. 5,000 times the audio podcast has been listened to. What an amazing testimony that is. That's incredible. And we're going to be back tomorrow at 1 p.m. God bless you. And we'll see you later this evening at 6 p.m. for Nigel Talks with Ian Ball. Bye-bye.